Good morning. Good morning. How are you on another fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Be thankful. Especially you of the young sort. It is crazy as you get older, like your knee hurts, your back hurts. My case, my heart hurts. I mean, it's just the never-ending joyride. And yeah, if you're young, enjoy those moments, man, because believe me, it starts to change. But this morning I was reading in Philippians chapter 2, and I always kind of break up the word. Like I'll actually underline things that I think that hit me, and then I'll also write in. I have a pretty large Bible that has a lot of space, so I'll write in the definitions of things as that way I don't have to relook them up. And then I also kind of categorize the Bible if it's a prevailing thought, how to walk or how or where you set your course of life is in the Word. Like I always loved the New Testament because it would tell you, after you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, how to walk. The Old Testament was before Christ came. Now it's after. So I'm always kind of interested in that. So this chapter I have on how to walk, how to set your course of life. And if you go to chapter 2, verse 1, it says, if there therefore be any callings in Christ, if any stimulating force or comfort of love, if any fellowship or participation of the Spirit, if any bowels or inward parts of mercies or pity or compassion, fulfill ye my joy or complete ye my joy. In order that ye being like-minded or thinking the same thing and having the same love, being of one accord, which is the unity of life and love, and of one mind, which is minding the same thing. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and you're starting to participate in the glory that God has for you, the blessings that God has for you, he's asking to fulfill his joy. And this is Paul. That is that we have the same, that we think the same things about the Word. We are to be workmen of the Word. You have to know the Word. You start to apply these verses in your life. And you'll start to see God's loving disposition towards you. I promise you that. But once you start to apply that, and once you start to have the same love, which is God's love, I think it's agapeo. Once you start to have that God's love, be in unity of life and love. And the thing is that this isn't life. This is life in all of its manifestations. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you can have life in all of its manifestations, and he's asking to combine that with the love of God. It's to walk in this life, having the love of God in you. Being compassionate, which is the next verse. Let nothing be done according to strife or works for ambition or vainglory or things empty to glory, but in lowliness or humility of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Once you're summoned and you're called and you're feeling that love and you're blessed and you're in a place that's phenomenal and you start to combine love and life, God's love for you, God's love that's in you, the love that we have, and also the life in all of its manifestations, start to look on the things of others. Start to care about what other people are going through. And don't do things that are just empty to glory. Empty, that just, I don't know, like, it's just so weird because there's this balance in life where you're focused on business and you're focused on life and you want to grow and you want to build. Like in my case, I want to build a big company. I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And we're to do that as believers. We're not to be paupers and poor. That's not the way this rolls. But you're also supposed to care about the things that actually matter, which is your relationship with God. And how do you balance that? And where do you balance that in your life? Where do you balance? What do you put first? What do you put second? What are you going towards in this life? And again, there's a side of this that's beautiful because God allows us to do anything we want to do. You have the freedom to go stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. Enjoy your life. Stand fast in that liberty, the freedom to go where one wants. But on the same hand, On the same token, where do you put your priority? Because we are to look on other people. You are to look on what other people are going through. And it's okay. Like, not crazy, but just love them. I want to finish up with this. If you go over to verse 12, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own safety or salvation with fear and trembling." We are to work out, you are to work out your own safety, your own preservation with God. It's between you and God, and work with God. It doesn't require a church. You're to go to the Word and work out your own safety and preservation. When you start to read this stuff, it'll blow your hair back, because the written Word of God, the inner thoughts of God are going to, when you read this stuff, it is alive. And it works specifically with you. That's why it's about your relationship. God's going to work with you. And finally, if you go to verse 13, "For it is God which worketh or forms by labor in you both the emotional will to do and to work of his desires or his good pleasure." It's God working in you. He works in you right now. And he gives you the emotion. I love that it hits the emotional side and it hits the physical labor side. He also gives you the ability. That's another verse in here. God gives it to you. Just decide what's important. What is important in your life and start to go towards it. Pray the big prayers today. Have a beautiful day today. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for everything that we have to do and it all gets done. And off the plate, I ask you to cover a couple of the mistakes that happened yesterday. Just bless that situation. And I'm thankful we can go to you in every situation. I pray for just a continual blessing on my family, that you protect them. And I'm just grateful to have everyone around. And I pray for your believers today, that you just put up a hedge of protection around them and just show them your love and how great this life really can be. And again, I thank you for each and every moment that we have. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.